Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, your sponsor in the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Psochim Daf Samach Zayin Dehoiz V'Odr edition. We're starting in the third line at the top of Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara, we learned in the Mishnah the issur of going out from one chabura, the two chaburas cannot mix up together. So the Gemara goes on through the different rules and halachas and the different discussions regarding that. Nimnu ala Pesach, there was a chabura that decide to eat the Pesach together. And one decided to take a zayis of meat and he left the chabur. So he's chayof, he's considered to be moitzi mechabur. But shnayim shloisho p'turim. If it's two or three people out of the chabur who went out, they're potter. Why? Because the rest of the chabur can join them. Meaning if you have a group and one person left, you don't say that the majority will have to go after one. So that one is considered to be someone who left. But if it's more than one, it's two, three people leaving, so it's already a group. So now the rest can join them. So they did not over Yisr by going out. Elashim oivrim be'aseh. So they're not over the lav loy toitzi, but you're the oivrim aseh that says bevais echod yachal. It says to eat in one place. And they're changed places. Okay, Rav Shimon afilu be'aseh, and oivrim, according to Rav Shimon, they're not even over Yisr, as we'll see in a moment in the Gemara. Tetani, who brings the braiso. Ala batim asher yoichlu oiso behem. It says in the pasuk that they're going to eat it. Oiso means one Korban Pesach. Batim yoichlu, two houses, and yoichlu mash loshon ravim. So Mashra, two people are eating the same Pesach in two houses. Menamet shapesach neechol b'shnei mekorbis. You can take one Korban Pesach and split into two different groups. Yechol av oichlu av yoichlu moiso b'shnei mekorbis. Can one person eat the Korban Pesach in two different places? Tomod loyim b'ayis echol yoichlu has to eat in one place. Haketzah, so what do we learn from here? Pesach neechol b'shnei mekorbis. The Korban Pesach itself can be divided into different groups, but one group can eat in two places. That's Tanakamo. Rabbi Shimon argues, one person can eat in two different places. So the Gemara Amikayim, Rabbi Shimon Abayis Echad Yochel, what Rabbi Shimon is going to do, the Pesach says you eat in one house. Meaning, according to the first Pesach of Rabbi Chaim, if a chabur is eating together, they're not allowed to split and decide after they started together to become two different chaburas. Oof. So the Gemara is asking, you said that it before, if two or three people leave the chabur, they're not over, because the people can join them. So by one also, if one is took out a kazayis from the chabur, so also by one you should say that the b'nei chabur could join him and he will drag all of them to come in with him. And he should also be potter from the Lo Yisase. And another question, why did you say only according to Rav Shimon, he's not over nothing? Also according to Rabbanon, the Easter of Lo Yisase you don't have. Lo Yisase, what is the Lo Yisase? That says that you're not allowed to eat it in two different places. So according to Rabbanon, they agree there's no Easter to eat it in two different places. If it's enough people, there could be goyra the rest of the people to them. So if there's no yisur loisah, so why there's a yisur esse? By sechad yachal, the loisah and the esse go together. Whenever you don't have the loisah, say you don't have the esse as well. And the Gemara does not answer these two questions. It says the Gemara, shamash shochel kazais. There's a shamash, the server, the waiter eats a kazais. Fu b'tzad ha-taner. In other words, he's taking the pesach from the taner. By mistake, he eats a piece of meat. If he's smart, eat more. Why? Because now that he ate over here, he can't move. This is his place. So if he's going to eat only a small piece, he's going to bring the meat to the Bnei Chabura, they're going to eat the whole thing, he's not going to have what to eat. If they want to respect him, so everybody else will come to join in next to the oven. If not, tell him, okay, take your piece, you get to finish wherever you are because you start to eat over here, and we're going to move somewhere else. That works only according to Rabbi Yehuda. The one, the Shamash, can't move because you can't eat in two different places. So, and according to Rabbi Shimon, you could eat in two different places. So, according to Rabbi Shimon, he should be able to move from where he is back to the place of the Chabura. So, what Rabbi Shimon didn't hear, the Omar of Hilo, of Isi, or Blazer, of Shem Rishayo, that regarding the Machlikas of Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Hakol Moedim, Betchilo, Shem Cholkim, Besov Shein, and Cholkim. They both agree that in the beginning you can divide into two chaburas. So if you have a group that decide to eat Korban Pesach, they can say, you know what, part of us will eat over there, part of us will eat here, and you can split. And if they already ate together and they joined together, one cannot move out. So once they start to eat together, they can't split. And Rabbi Shimon agrees to that. Continues the Gemara of Samuel Zion with base. Ma pligins, what's the machlikis? They're already eating. And then the koyo, which was the big beam on top, broke. So now they can move to another place. Because you're landing in two different places. According to Rabbi Yehuda, they have to stay where they are because you can't move from place to place. So Yemele, when it says over here that the Shamish, who started eating next to the oven, can't move, Rabbi Shimon agrees to that. Because once you start eating one place, you can't join another chabur, even according to Rabbi Shimon. The only machlekes is, can you move from the original place the whole chabur together? The whole chabur is sitting one place, and the roof broke. Can they move to another place? According to Rabbi Shimon, yes. That's not considered to be due to join another chabur. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to be in the original place. He asked a question. Is it true to say that one who took out from the chaburo is not chayav until he eats? Before he ate, he could still go back and he's not over a yisur. Also, Shmuel of Obi Shabbi Yochanan Moitzin chayav atchas sheyirchal. He didn't bring it as a question. He brought it as a statement. Someone takes out his chayav only when he eats at his new place. We learned over here. Yalkut shoyitzi kazayis chutz chaburo chayav. One who took a piece of meat out of the chaburo, so he's chayav because he was moitzi. But he still could come back and join the chaburo. He's over a yisur, but he could come back and join the chaburo. Hadom rafil lo yachol, has to be didn't eat. If he ate in a new place, he can't go back. Because he can't eat in two different chaburos. So if he ate it in somewhere else, he's considered to be a new chaburo. He can't go back as the original chaburo. So according when it says over here is chayav, but he could come back, that means he did not eat. So you see his chayav even without eating. And the Gemara continues to explain, in tamar ha'okal, if you already ate, lamali pasal atzav b'nei chaburo, so why didn't that priest go back to his original chaburo? Meaning, once he took the meat out, the meat is pasul. And the more understands now, the same way you take out meat out of Yerushalayim, it becomes pasul. You take meat out of the chaburo, the meat becomes pasul. So now, even if he ate it, he's still not considered to be the ate in a new place. Because he ate meat, which is not kosher like Korban Pesach. So it could be he's not over the Yisur until he eats. But even when he eats, he can go back to his original chabur because it's not considered to be eating Korban Pesach. Where do we find a riot to this nekudo? Because it says, Yeshoyver achashoyver vein moitzi achar moitzi. Yeshoyver achashoyver, we mentioned it earlier. You could break a bone twice and it's chayav and two Yisur. But ein moitzi achar moitzi. Once you took the meat out once, there's not another Yisur hoitzo. So what does this teach you? One of two things. Once you took it out, it became puzzle. So that's why you can't take it out again, because it's already puzzle. Or it is that you're not chayav until he eats. This person who took out the meat is not chayav until he eats. So if he didn't eat, he can come back. There's no psul at all. He's not over twice. And if he ate it, there's nothing to take out again. He already took it out. So one of these two things you learn from that braisa. Continues the Gemara, Pshito Domil. So the following thing is Pashut, Itchilu Eilu, Venitmu Eilu. You have two groups that join the same Korban Pesach. One group is Tar, and then they start eating. And then the other group became Tameh. So because it's the same Korban Pesach, the Tarim can take the piece of the Tmeim and eat it as well. Because they both belong to the same Korban Pesach, and the second one did not eat in a different place. Even more so. If the first group already started eating and became Tameh, the second group can take it, because the second group can join the first group in theory. So they're not considered to be a different chaburo. So the first chaburo became tamei, they leave, the second chaburo will take the entire meat and eat it. But if both groups already, each one took his own meat, and each one started eating, and then one of the groups became tamei, now the tamei cannot take the piece of the tamei, because they already separated two chaburos, and you can't eat the Korban Pesach and two different chaburos. When one eats Korban Pesach, it can go around the whole house, all the rooms of the house. But a group cannot go around the whole house because it looks like they're separating. As we see in the Mishnah says you have two groups eating in the same house, which is referring to each group eats in a different corner. That's only two groups split up. One group cannot join different places. Meaning there is the urn of hot water in the between, and you have the shamish, you have the waiter going from place to place. So the Gemara says, the chur seems that the waiter is going from one chabur to another chabur eating in two different places. So the Gemara of Samachesam with Aleph, Mokusha, Shamash Moichi Chalav, Shami Chabur Osoy. But the Mishnah says that the waiter He's always closing his mouth and looking towards his chabura. So it shows he's only belongs to the original chabura and not to the chabura that he's serving right now. So the more about Tanina Kalo Ifechas Paneh Avarchilas, but it says in the end of the Mishnah, the Kalo turns to the other direction. Now she's not part of the chabura. So the more Mavchia Barba Mipneh Abusho. Because there everybody knows the reason she's turning her face is because people look at her and she's embarrassed. That's why she's turning out, but not because she's not part of the original chabura. So it doesn't look like she's separating. So Gemara just concluded explaining the simple pshat in the Mishnah. With this, we conclude the seventh parak of Maseches Tzrachim, Hadron Loch Perakei Tzatzoylim, Hadron Loch Perakei Tzatzoylim, and with this, we conclude Yerushalayim Tzrachim Dav Samach Zayin.